This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
I'm actually going to take Patrick to the aquarium one day this week. He loves the aquarium. If it's 90 degrees, that might be a good time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they have all those outdoor exhibits, but they have it's nice and air-conditioned inside, so you can break it up.
It is very nice. I tell you, my son has he's got a milk issue again. When he was a baby, Patrick is 2.5 now, and indulge me for a moment here. Patrick is 2.5 now. When he was a little baby, we got home from the hospital, you know, we're obviously using formula to feed him. And he was having all kinds of problems, and we didn't know what it was. And we tried every formula on the market. We tried organic and unorganic and anti-organic. We tried lactose-free. Earth's Best Organic lactose-free, which cost me a lot of money. Didn't help. Nothing helped. And finally, we were able to figure out what the problem was, which was that he had a milk protein intolerance issue. Dr. Kim, who's a listener, she was great. She's fantastic. She helped out with that. So then we had to get him on Neocate, which is, as Dr. Maz put it, the next step is liquid diamonds after that in terms of cost. So if the Neocate doesn't work, liquid diamonds is how it was. And then eventually insurance paid for it, but not for a while. But then he grew out of it, we thought. And then he could do milk again. But then lately, I've been telling you guys, his belly hurts him all the time. He goes, Daddy, my belly hurts. I don't know what the deal was. So we had blood tests, and we did all this other stuff. And by the way, taking a two-year-old for a blood test is a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. They got to strap him down like a mental patient.
Can't say mental patient.
Sorry. Strap him down like a lunatic, and, you know, as they put a shot into his arm. We had to do that, and then it came back fine. We got him a ultrasound of his belly. You ever do that? The ultrasound of the belly?
Well, when I was pregnant. Yeah. With the child.
Right, obviously, because you're a woman. X-ray, not an ultrasound. X-ray of his stomach. A two-year-old getting an X-ray is a lot of fun, too, by the way. A lot of fun.
It's well, that's great. Better than the needle, right? But they have to stay so still.
Yeah, because you got to have the lead thing over the junk
you got to protect the jewels.
Yeah, or he'll be adopting, you know what I mean? So you got to be careful.
Exactly.
And so then we figured out that it was, so then the doctor said, all right, everything's fine. Give him cut milk out of his diet for a few days and see if that helps. So we did that. And he's all better now. So his stomach's better. I said to him again today, how's your belly, buddy? He goes, oh, it's all better, Daddy. It's all better. And he's doing good. But I had to go to Wegmans and buy all this vegan stuff. I felt like Greg. I'm buying all this vegan stuff.
What did you do? Almond milk or soy milk?
Almond milk. They have almond milk ice cream now, which is good. I got to tell Bassett's to come up with a flavor that.
It really is good.
It's really good.
Delicious. I mean, it's not as good as Bassett's, but it's,
no,
you know.
But if you can't have ice cream, which you can't have now, which is a bummer. But luckily, Nellie Bly's, where we go, they have Italian water ice there. They have Philly, South Philly water ice, which is good. So, because you can do with the water ice. There's no lactose in that. We got this vegan cheese. I don't know what the hell it's made out of, a shoe, maybe? I'm not sure what they make this stuff out of.
Tasty.
And what vegan about goat cheese or goat milk?
Well, we're going to slowly reintroduce that stuff into his diet and see if that helps. But if it's the protein itself,
then
he can't have any of it. We tried the goat milk when he was a baby. It's brutal. Because we had to buy a goat. I still have him. He's in the backyard.
Goat cheese is like, here, Patrick, this smells like feet.
Yeah, goat cheese is, for a little kid, it's like the worst thing. And he loves the pirate's booty, which is this, you know what that is? It's like a cheddar. It's addictive. It's like crack cocaine. It's amazing. With cheddar on it. And I was able to find this Earth's Best vegan cheese. I don't know what the hell this is. I don't know what it's made out of. It's air, I think.
This is God punishing you, Rich.
That's right.
It is. For all the years I've mocked vegetarians and vegans, and I have. I really have. This is karma coming back in a big way.
Karma is a bee, man.
And he loves mac and cheese. It's who doesn't, right? And when you're a little kid, you love it. And I don't want him to sacrifice the things that he loves. I mean, he loves mac and cheese. So I was able to find him mac and I don't know what the hell it is. It's this yellow goo that comes out of a package. It's probably nuclear waste. But it looks just like cheese, and you mix it up, and it kind of tastes like cheese. And I think it's made out of coconut oil. I'm not sure. I don't know. This would never work in your household, by the way. I'm looking at Dawn's face. Dawn's face looks horrified right now by what I'm saying.
No, they have all kinds of vegetable-based and organic remedies to this.
Yeah. As we're living in good times where you can get all this fake cheese, and fake pizza, fake everything. Everything's fake now.
Well, it's not necessarily fake. It's just vegetable-based.
It's just not real. Cheese, because cheese is not a vegetable. Cheese is made from a cow's.
But they can make it from soy and other things.
That's not cheese. That's a soy product that looks like cheese.
It's true.
It doesn't become cheese.
He's right, Don.
I'm just saying. I mean, technically speaking, it's an imposter. A very, very good imposter.
Well, some people say, and you can talk about with this on your Tuscany
trip. By the way,
you
sound like Trump right now.
I know,
some,
right?
Many people say.
many people say the problem is we don't have real cheese in the first place. A lot of the cheeses are so processed.
Oh.
And that's what kids are allergic to as well. So
I should
saying.
Take him to a commune in Vermont and try see if that works. Take him to the Cabot Creamery and...
Well, like Amish country, you know, where it's the real McCoy.
Yeah, we could try that, I guess.
About all the
I hope he grows out of this because, man, growing up and not being able to eat cheese is a bummer.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know what I mean? If
kids
you're in high school
cheese.
And see pizza parties and everything like that. Like, I don't want him to be the kid at Chuck E. Cheese who's off in the corner eating his soy cheese pizza. That stinks.
I've got news for you, though. It's half the kids nowadays.
What's going on that's happening?
That's what I'm saying. It's all processed.
We gave baby Claire peanut butter the other day because she's 6 months old. She's 9 months old now. We gave her peanut butter because they say now, in order to avoid the peanut allergy hysteria, you should give the kids peanut butter early.
Yeah,
introduce it early. Yeah.
Introduce it early. So it was so funny watching her face as I gave her the peanut butter and it's sticking to her lips. You know what I mean? And I gave her the chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
And so she's like licking it and she's giving me this face like, what is this? You got to do that so they don't get the allergy. Everybody's got something nowadays with the kids, right?
But you go to Amish country, or when you go to Italy in the fall, you'll see on your trip, ask people, do you have these allergies? Nobody else, the Amish country doesn't have it. Other foreign countries who have like locally, you know, grown and bought stuff, they don't have all these allergies that we have.
I should go to Italy and say, excuse me, where can I find the vegan cheese? Hey, excuse me, eh? Soy is not a cheese, eh? It's not. Yeah, fake cheese is what it is. What I'm dealing with. Trump's got fake news. I got fake cheese. That's what I'm dealing with right here.
I'm going to start that hashtag right now.
Actually, Carl Nam just beat you to it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
damn,
and he tags
Carl.
You on it, so I'll retweet him. All right, a student apologizes for wearing a hurtful Blackhawks hockey jersey.
Oh, my God.
This is, I don't know what's with the kids today, but something, I don't know if it's in the food or what.
Yeah.
A Chicago Blackhawks hockey jersey usually inspires an abundance of team loyalty. But at Bethel University, which I'm guessing is in Bethel, New York, which is by Woodstock, is that probably where it is?
Yes.
A student has apologized for wearing one to class. He was told the sweater was offensive and hurtful.
Oh, my God.
According to our friends over at the College Fix.
Of course.
So, a Bethel University student issues an apology. The controversy unfolded it's Minnesota. Small Minnesota-based Christian.
My nephew goes here.
Get out of here.
It's a Christian college.
The class is called Social Perspectives, Human Worth, and Social Action. That'll prepare you for the business world.
I have a nephew here.
Vomit.
You have a nephew at that college.
Yep.
Can you get him on the show, please?
No.
Come on. Come on.
Nope, not going to do it.
So the class is called Social Perspectives, Human Worth, and Social Action, which is what every Wall Street firm wants to hire. Did you take your Social Perspectives, Human Worth, and Social Action class? How'd you do? I did it. I got an A, but an F in economics. Oh, you're hired. Come make money for us. The class delves into the themes of culture, power, and oppression in America, according to its online description. Is he taking this class?
I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come on, you got to get him on. Greg, hunt this kid down, will you? Stalker's going to find him. The student's name is Cody Stenslin. He's from Kids from Chicago. He comes to class wearing his home team's apparel in mid-April, then offered to turn it inside out after becoming aware of the unease in his classroom because of the sweatshirt, but that wasn't enough. The instructor, James Jacobs, took to Facebook to vent his frustration. So your he writes this now on Facebook. So your college professor is a Native American who has spoken multiple times about the offensiveness of Indian mascots. Yet you come to class with an Indian mascot sprawled across your shirt. Bold move, sir. Man, that is an angry college professor.
That professor sounds like a fun guy to be with.
So the kid had to go to a meeting with the head of social work, the social work department, to discuss the situation. And he issued a formal apology to class. Professor Jacobs said it was a teachable moment. I'm glad to say this became an incredible learning opportunity for the student. We had a lengthy conversation about it. And the student really listened to why these images are offensive and hurtful. Now, the student fake listened, by the way. I'm telling you right now. He did not really listen. No.
He just wants a good grade. I would tell my kid, just say you got it for free from some relative.
Yeah.
Just get your good grade.
You know, say, listen, professor, here this morning I was protesting the white man, and I accidentally grabbed this sweatshirt. No, say, so some Republican punched me and threw the sweatshirt on me because I was standing up for women's liberation. I'm so sorry. It's all I had, or something like that.
He should have to turn it inside out, but not because it's offensive, but because the
it's
Chicago
Blackhawks. Blackhawks, yeah.
Terrible, terrible hockey team.
Well, it's interesting, though, because my nephew Riley, it would be funny because he's from the Chicagoland area, and that's where he goes to college.
All right, well, Riley, so, you got the first name.
I know, so.
We know the last name. Let's get moving on this.
I'm on it.
Rizzioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!